ಮಹಾಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ, ಮಹಾಕಾಳಿ, ಮಹಾದುರ್ಗಾ, ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ, ಲಲಿತಾ, ಪಂಚಶಕ್ತಿ, ಪಾಪನಾಶಿನಿ, ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ತತ್ವಜ್ಞಂ, ಶ್ರೀ ಓಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರೂಪಿಣಿ, ಆದಿಶಕ್ತಿ, ಶ್ರೇಯೋ. ಶ್ರೀ ಓಂ ಡಾತ್ ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಕೊಡ್ಲ ಯಮಿ. ಸೊ ಯು ಕುಡ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಓಂ, ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್. So, because plenty of people used to ask me, why you kept Shri Om? All normally we say it as Om Shri, and anything we start with Om and Shri. But I always say that, no, Shri Om. So can you all differentiate on this? Why we are on a different way? All people, all everywhere, they say this, but we are on the other hand, we say this. So Shri Om is the most important for us. What is it? So Shri means I represent your body. Om means I represent your prana, that is your atma. So, Shri Om, without your body, you cannot realize God. The basic, most important is, for realizing God or realizing bhakti, anything, there should be a sharir for us. Is it possible without a sharir? So this is what I understood. See, because you may ask in Puran, are we olden days and all, have they not understood? Yes, they understood. They kept Sri as silent. See, like in mathematics, you know, pluses, always silent. If minus or multiplication you put, plus you no need to put because it's already there. So that is my calculation. It is already there. Shri is there. That is what they understood. Rishis would have understood. Shri means your body. That's all. You understand that. Om is important. They might have taken that. Since now we have come to this age, we forget everything. We don't know anything. So on that, we have to know what is Shri Om. Shri, anything, any object, Om, then named object. So Shri Om is most important, our Sharir, which is most important to realize the God, Om, to realize your Pranavam, to realize yourself, to realize your Atma. Shri is such that giving a chance, that is our getting a human body, it is not that easy. So we say that. There is even a proverb, getting a body of a human being is not that so easy to get it. So when we get this body, that's a great respect we give to this body. See, we are giving the great respect for this body, that is tree. This is to be respected first. So in this you can say, body, how do I respect? So there is also so many things which, like how you get birth in a good way, the back you return to the earth, that is giving our body back to the earth, should be given on a right way.
Yes, put to good use.
So you cannot just spoil it. So like overeating, oversleeping, laziness, getting angry, all this makes you yourself inside you, so many troubles. So all these troubles starts for the body. Then the way you return back the body, it is rotten food. Will anyone like the rotten food? Nobody will eat the rotten food. How can we give our rotten food, that is this sharir, in so much of medicated and operated body to back to the earth? It's not right, because that's why we have to take care of it, which is most important. Taking care of our body is also more important. That's why I respect your street. Who doesn't want money? Say, everybody wants money. So money, we need more, or we need money. So why we need money? So what we need money? Why we need money? To survive, to... So, Lakshmi is being respected there. We call Lakshmi.
Sri is Lakshmi.
So now, we come to the conclusion that body, Sri, it becomes as Lakshmi. It has been respected. So this body, Sri, has been respected as Lakshmi. See, anyone in those days, you might have heard, if older people see, they say, when they see the young person, they say, they have Lakshmi Kataksh in the face. How will they say that? What is that Lakshmi Kataksh? The Tejas in their face, which is called as Tejas. So here, the Sri is represented as the Tejas of us. The body is respected like that. So another, if you want, Sri means, mostly they say Sri, that means female form. Nothing like that. Form. If you go to Purusha Suktam, Sagasra Sri Rusha Purusha. So when we say we all are born, we all are females, only Mahavishnu is male. The Almighty is only the male person, everybody is as female. That's what it is said, the Vedas say. So, on the other hand, they kept the Sri as hiding one. That's what I said, it's a plus mark. They kept it as hiding in this one and made as Om as Pranam. So, what you have to realize? So, people, once they born, what they think, what I have to realize, how I have to realize myself. Realization is more important. So how will I realize? What I have to realize? So when that comes, why this form has come? This is the mean to realize. We see so many in the day, morning birds, plants, trees. So many things we are observing a day. In a day, we observe so many things. Not one. Animals. So many animals we see. All this we see. But why we are different from that? There is a difference between that and us. Why is that? So, in that way, we should be proud we got this kind of a form. We got this kind of a form where we should be proud that we could realize ourselves. We could differentiate everything. So, this is a bird. This is an animal. This is what we are. Of course, we also behave like animals. That is there. But it has to be corrected. So this is how it has been. When once we come as there, then what is our analyzation is, why we have the special form? Why they are all as animal, birds, like this? Why we got this form? That thinking power we have. some our thinking power we use on a different way. If somebody owns a car, oh, who is he? He is having this kind of a car. This way we think. If somebody has a good house, we think, who is he? He has a big house, great person. Our thinking, we think like that. We did not get it, but he is there. But that's not the right way. We don't need to think about that. We have to see how these animals are, how they are all, how we are, how we are being brought up here. And what is our duty on it? Such a precious thing it has been given to us. The body is one of the precious things. We are not thanking God for that. Whenever we say always pain is there. I get pain here, I get pain there, I am not feeling well, I am this, that. But when you are good, you should say, I am good. Today I am best. Are we saying that? We never say that. We never thank that. So here again, that has to be there. That respect to the body should be there. So that respect comes means another thing is, like, we have an habit of fasting. I don't think all are having, but it's a nature. People go for fasting. When they go for fasting, what they think? Oh, today I have to do for God, I have to fast. But still you feel hungry. God did not force you to fast and do it. Did God say? We say, because rishis, sannyasis, we say, why? Because let your concentration be on that. That one day at least you will have a concentration, for that we are saying. But what you are doing is on the opposite way. I feel hungry, have to go to job, I have to do this, let me drink this, let me have fruit this. Some people, if they do ask me, what I can eat, what I cannot eat. So this goes on. But what you want, you have to fast means, okay, fast. How we have to fast, how we have to follow. That's all. But we cannot. So the sharir, we are very much bothered about that. Stomach, small stomach, we are very much bothered. How, one day, how I have to eat or not eat, what not to eat and all. So in that case, this fasting is not necessary. Why to do harm to our body? On the other side, you are doing harm to our body. Like when you fast, you get gas trouble. Then other troubles also start. You all know that. So again, keeping as a fasting, on the other side, I'm tired, gas trouble. Yesterday I was fasting, I couldn't do any work. All these talks will be there. Again, that is not a respect for this body. Fast you have to forget. Today no food, finished. Forget that area. Because it helps our body for a good health. Of course, one day fasting doesn't spoil us. It helps for our good system work properly. So we respect on that way. That is why those days they said one day you fast, because one Ekadesi or any one day you take it as a main. Mostly we say it as Janmadin. When you born, like Monday I born, or Tuesday I born, or Friday, Wednesday, Friday, that one day you can take it as fasting. You can do. Because that is a thanking for God as well as good for this body to make all our systems proper. So that way we give respect to the body. We are giving respect to that body on that way. That this body is respected. Second thing is, like, we have to analyze why I have given this body and from this body what I am going to do. Next, what I am going to do. When you see outside, yes, animals, birds, everything. Birds hatch eggs, then they create. Then that is over. So this goes on. Animals are sold as. Is that is our duty? Then I could have born as an animal. Why as a man? Human being. Then what is my duty? Here is the main realization has to come. What is my duty is? Yeah, whether I have to live like animals. If I have to live like animals, I can be animal itself. Why this human body? If I have to be like birds, I can be like birds itself. Why this human body? So what is the reason for us? Why God has given this kind of a body? This is what we are going to analyze. So this is called as first realization. See, I don't say you should not do it. You can do it. So many slokans, so many mantras, so many things we do. Yes, for what? You ask yourself question, what for we are doing all this? What for we are doing? One thing is, we do for our own troubles, problems, everything. Mostly our file is for that one. We keep a big file daily in the morning. This, my work, please complete it. That's all we do. One is file should be there, so we do. Now, what for we are doing this? Why all these rishis taught us this? They all taught us puja. Puja bhajans. On any bhajan you could see, last we ask for mukti dedo. I think all bhajans, everybody will say, any one bhajan, last it comes as mukti dedo. We want mukti only. Mukti means we want to get rid of all this. That means the human birth is the last where you can ask for mukti. That's clearly understood there. You ask anything, but you need mukti. That's what the rishi said. You ask anything, whatever you want, you please ask, no problem. But don't forget to ask mukti. But don't forget to ask mukti. You may ask so many, daily we'll ask. We never say, keep quiet. Once we see God, temple or photo or anything, first thing we keep in our mind is what to ask God. So, the rishi said, okay, you do bhajans. You pray. So, you pray everything, but what you are going to ask? You ask mukti. Before that, you will be asking everything. Like one day I will ask this, I want this. Second day I'll ask this. That first day is over now. Second day I'll ask another thing. Third day I'll ask another thing. Like that, my file is big. And I'll say, when you will complete this? When this file is going to complete? Please complete soon. This is what we are going to ask. So once you ask for mukti, once you come to that stage, when bhajan you understand and you say, mukti de do. Mujhe, you please give me mukti. When you start asking that, then you will see first paper you see. No, this I don't want. Because once I ask mukti, let me not need this. Throw it out. Second paper you will see. Whether this I want. I think you all are, remember, one small story, act story, it is a very beautiful story. It's a normal kindergarten story, I can say. But that has a plenty of meaning. So I'll just explain that small story. Once there was a woodcutter. He was cutting the wood. His axe, he went to bath. His axe fell on the lake, in the bath. While he was bathing there, his axe fell on the lake. He had his bath and came out and saw, then from tomorrow what I am going to do. So, he thought from tomorrow what I will do. No food, I won't get food. I have to get an axe means I have to buy, which I don't have that much of. Money. Because my father, forefather, everybody had the same axe. So, then he just sits in the lake and he cries. So their presence from Devata from the lake. And she asks, what do you want? Why are you crying? What do you want? Why are you crying? Then this boy said, this man said, you know, my axe fall on this lake. I can't get it. Where it is, I don't know. I want the axe. So Devata said, okay, I'll get you the axe, don't worry. She went inside, brought one diamond axe and showed, is it your axe? He saw, he said, not this, it's not mine. I don't want this. She put it. Again she goes down, she brings golden axe. And she says, is this your axe? No, no, I don't want all this. Throw it out. I don't want this. This is not mine. So she kept it. Third, he bought silver axe. Sure. No. Fourth, she bought copper axe. He said, no. Finally, fifth, she bought the same axe which he needs. She shows. Ah, this is mine. Give it. So what do you understand from this? Because this story is differentiated from Kinder. What they say is don't get greedy, don't take it. That's what this one. The story is based on that. But there is another inner meaning on this. Yes, I want the same axe. What the axe which I want. So that is called as mukti. Where I came from, I want to go to the same place. Yes. Where I came from, I want to go to the same place. You give me crores of money, I don't want. Will we say that? Can anyone say that? So you give me crores of money, I don't want. You give me plenty of houses, I don't want. So you give me whatever you are going to give, I don't want. Are we saying that to God? Are we anyone saying that to God? We don't want, we are never say. We always say, de do. Bhagavan se mango, sab kuch le lo. Kya mangna hai, kya lena hai? So, he always asks something, you give. What he says here, I don't want anything. So, are we ready to say to God, I don't want anything? Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's very hard for us to say that I don't want anything. At least last we come to our body. At least keep my body safe until I die. Even that also we are asking. Then God is laughing at you. Are you have to keep your body safe, not I. I am not a doctor. Am I right? That's the problem. Because we have to take care. When it is all the timely, we take care. Our body is good. We don't do that. Now we ask, please save. So that is the copper. Finally, we come to the copper. Then, that time we realize, oh, this is all waste. That is what I want. Which is, we are lost. So this axe story, it was said for greedy, but it is greedy. It is said for this one also, on the hidden back. This is so dangerous. What you ask, God gives, it is a dangerous part. Suppose we get a diamond axe. You have to safeguard it first. It's a big problem. See, if we have plenty of money, we get a problem. Any other way, not money is there, that's all. But other things are not happy. Then what's the use of this money? Waste. So, this is how it is. Though when we get a golden axe, like we have plenty of houses and things, okay. But what is the use again? We can be foreign, we can be in any of our countries, that is different. But what is the use again? Again it becomes a waste. So one by one you think, it's always. So that is why they say, on the bhajans, last they say you ask for mukti, that is enough. So all this they give, what all you want, jo chahiye maang lo. I mean, then that means he is cheating you. God is cheating you. What all you ask, God is giving you means he is cheating you. He is not ready to
take you.
Take you. So he is giving and sending you back. You imagine in our own house, if your daughter or son comes to you and asks, Daddy, I want this, Daddy, I want this. You say 1 or 2 days, no, no. Still they force, what you say? Oh, ye to piche pad gaya, de do. This is what you do. Am I right or wrong? This is what people do. Okay, he is back of me. Let him, give him and let me get out of this headache. So God is doing the same thing for us. He gives you and says, okay, what do you want? Happy, enjoy, go out. So that's not correct. So what we ask here is not correct. That we have to understand. That's why in bhajans they wrote this. They said all God will give, but you ask only for mukti. All God is ready to give you. Whatever he wants, he will ready to give you and stays away from him. But you ask only mukti. I want mukti. I don't want all this. This all you keep it. This everything is you keep it. I want you. So this tree, this body is used. This tree is used to realize the pranamam of Om, where you are going to merge in it. Your body is going to merge in it. You have to merge in it in the pranam. So that is why we say Sri Om. So you have to pranam. So is there, this Sri Om is anywhere you could ask? Yes. When Mahabharata 4 was there, Lord Krishna also told this word. There is God which is omnipresent. To realize God, Sharir has to be there. So the mobility, that is your Sharir, has to bring the moral of Om. Yes, said in Bhagavad Gita. So Sri Om is not new, it is already he told. So we didn't do anything. It is already said by him, Sri Om. So he says, Sri is you, Om is omnipresent, everywhere it is there. But once it is goes to one inside, then it starts where it is. Then only you can realize Om. Without that, it's omnipresent. There is nothing to realize there. When we are not there, what we are going to realize? There is nothing is there. When we are there, we could realize. So that's why the God has given us a human form. The human form is such an important form where learnings are there. Learning from nature, see the nature, you could learn. Small example in that, if you see a bird, it lays egg. After laying egg, it hatches the egg. The small will come, it will feed it. Once it is ready, it is going to hit and chase away, go out. Don't be with me, you go separate, you have to lead your life. This is a lesson for us. Get out of the attachments. So once you go for a plant, you see a plant. Again, this is another example. So seasonally, leaves goes. Seasonally, you get fruits. It does its duty, that's all. It is, oh, all my fruit is gone now, tomorrow will I get it? No. What is has to do? It does its nature work. So what it says us? So seasonally get detached. Slowly you get detached of all things. Fruit it gives. What you could give jnana to others. What you could teach to others. That is what the tree teaches us. What we can teach to others. Not only my child or children or anyone. In the case, all are human beings. What I learned, I have to teach to someone. Good things. Not the bad things. Eh? But that is, bad things is more attached than good things. Because that day, a friend, they will teach immediately. That's common here. But I only go for good things. So good things, what we learned, teach it. Not the rotten fruits. Gives good fruit plus both. So not that leave it out the bad, take out the good. So we learn from the trees also. You see a river, it is selfless. Doesn't do anything, it gives for everyone. So that it helps us in that way. So when you see all this nature, when you go to nature, just 5 or 10 minutes a day you spend, you could see a lesson is teaching for us. The nature is teaching us lesson day to day. And what we learn from nature day to day. We only say we don't have time. But you spend 5 to 10 minutes for that, you could see that nature is teaching us a lesson. Small, one. On the way you could see some small thing will happen, that is a teaching of us, for us. Sorry. So that will definitely teach us. God has created this, that's why we say Om is omnipresent, which teaches you that I am inside you also. Om is the one which, the pranavam is one which teaches you, I am inside you, what is your duty on earth? How we have to come out of this or how we have to mingle with the nature, merge with the nature. So that it teaches us. So she is what? Learning lesson. Now, she is a body which is realizing or which is going to learn the lesson, which is learning the lesson. Day to day we are learning it. Everything is a lesson only. There is a big loss in the business, it is a lesson. There is a big profit in the lesson, it is a, again it is a lesson. Profit in the business, it is a lesson. Whatever it is. In which way? Like in children's way, yes. All, whichever way you take, that is a lesson for us. Okay, this is what it is. This is what the world is. We have to understand. On every part, we have to understand. Because God's actions are very difficult to understand. So first, let us understand our action first. Let us do ourselves clearance. That then only you can understand the actions of God. Otherwise, it's very difficult. We say we do fasting, we pray you everything, still we are in this kind, all that. But what God has kept you, do you all know? What He has to give to you, do you all know? This also small example I could say. You have your children. When they ask things, what you say? Not now, I don't give. I don't want this. This is expensive. This is like this. We treat them children like that. But what the children will think? My father is father, mother, they don't like us. They don't give us. They don't do anything for us. That's what their idea is. But what is the father, mother's idea is? We have to save for them. If any problem tomorrow comes, they have to survive. See, we are doing the same thing. We are doing the same thing. But we expect God to do different manner. How can that be? So we want the children to listen to us, do this, do that properly, how they have to go. That is why we say that. Again, they are to come up in a good way. That's all. So, one by one you go on, we do daily, we save and keep for them. So God saves for us. We have to think on the other way. God is saving for us. He has some saving things for us. We don't know what He is going to give us. What He thinks, what He wants to give us, we don't know. So, don't think God is fool. He is perfect, we are fools. On His way, He is perfect. What He does is, He is doing correctly for us. Once that acceptance comes to us, whatever God gives, it is accepted. Then only you are a human being. This is what the Vedas say. You can say, I am doing prayers, I am doing pujas, I am fasting, I am doing this. All is right. But have you had the quality of accepting what God is giving? Can anyone say we have what we want God has to give? Still we are on our own way. Not what God wants to give us. We are not ready. So, first and foremost, as a human being, the stream means respect. What is the respect? The realization. What is the realization? Accept what it comes. Accept what it comes. Okay, right, let me go up. Let me go further. See what I gain it. What I get it. Let me go. Let me proceed. Because this is what God wishes. Okay, let it be like that. So, when that starts, we are human being. We have started our work. Then only we are starting our work. So, that is why we call it as Janmas. Because we never start our work. In this Janma, what we are doing, we are going to do. Next Janma, what we are going to do the same thing. What we have done this. So, it goes on what we are doing the same thing. Where we are realizing, when we are going to realize. So, it goes on the same chapter on every birth. Its birth is being continued because we didn't realize. We don't know. We are still, our queries are there. Still we wanted, things are there. So until you finish what all your wants, finally, as Bhajan says, finally, mukti there. So that time, we don't know which janma we are going to get the mukti because we are not realized. Still we are not a human being, you could say. The other word, still that SRI, Sri, is not being recognized by us. That Sri is not recognized by our own self. So, how to realize God? When we can't realize ourselves, when we don't know about ourselves, we also like an animal, then we don't know ourselves, then how do we can analyze God, or how do we judge God, how do we know about God, or are we fit to know about God? Even that is a question there. Because we are not, the created one, we are not fit. If I show you a cell phone, you will say what all is there inside, chip is there, this is there, battery is there, you can know. Because it's created by us, we know everything. If I ask you how you are created, then you will say, I have nerves and all, what all, flesh, nerves, blood, all this you will say. But, soul, realization, that we won't say. That we will stop there, because we are not realized. So we will stop there. So, what's the important? Sri, know yourself first. Know yourself, Om. Once you know yourself, then only you will know the pranavam, which is omnipresent, wherever it is. It can be understood. Just keep a stone here, say this is God, then we can easily understand it's God. Not the form, making of a form. Just keep. You all know, Lord Ganesha means, you can keep in haldi, you can keep in paan, anything, Lord Ganesha. Why? What's the simple meaning they give? God is in any form, omnipresent. There's no need of, this is the form is required for God, it's an omnipresent. Don't worry, male or female, anything, it's an omnipresent again. So God is an omnipresent. You have to understand that it is an omnipresent. That is your challenge. So what we do? From today, shall we take this challenge? To try ourselves to be a human being. That is why my main motive is humanity leads divinity. Why? Because first let us understand human beings, then we go for divine. Divine is later only, first go for understanding ourselves first. Because from day to night, we do go on, do mistakes and things will be just going on. Because what qualities we have? All animal qualities, bird qualities put together in one, that is human being. All qualities are with us. We do all things. Only extra is we pray. For what we are praying, we don't know, but we pray. We give salute, that's there. But once you pray, you think, am I a human being doing this correctly? Did anyone ask that question? Because we don't. We want so many other things. So why should we ask this one? So you have to ask that one, my ourself, that am I doing on a right path? Am I doing this is right? What I have to do? Once you ask, you will know. No, still you have to work. Still you have to work for it. So what we do? We'll make a challenge from today. Let us start with being at least a human now. Why God has given us, why nature has given us this human body? It is to understand the omnipresent of God. So that's why we always respect body first, Sri, then Om. Sri Om. So in this, our Atma has to be realized, which is made out of prana. And that when you realize, attain the nature back, we have to go back to the nature. From where we came, that's called as Mukti, or from where we came, we have to return to the same place. Until then, we have to analyze ourselves. Yet analyzation, corrected. So, this is what in Mahabharata, when the Yudha started, when the Upadesha was going on with Bhagavad Gita, Lord first said, Sri Om, omnipresent. So on the other hand, I am always present here. You are not understanding me. That's all. That's full Bhagavad Gita is that. If you analyze, he is always present, we are not understanding. We are not understanding him. He is always present with us. But we don't know, we are not understanding. That present is in all forms, you can take it. That's why we kept it as Pancha Shakti. That present only we call it as Pancha Shakti. The five elements of the earth, or five elements, which is called as Pancha Shakti. That is God's omnipresent. Already they are there, and we have to realize with that Pancha Shakti only we get this Sharir. With this Sharir only, the Sharir has to work, Shakti has to come, then Pranavam is there inside us. When this Pranavam is there, realize that the importance of us to be realized. Then what finally? We get the merging. We realized, we know we came from this. Om has to go to omnipresent, body has to go back to earth. That's all. This is the theory. So this theory will have a challenge from now. At least we start, take a step to be human being. Little step to understand ourselves. Then we can prosper. Okay? See ya.